AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he'll be meeting with President Trump in Florida on Sunday. Zelensky told journalists the two will discuss security guarantees for Ukraine and that the 20-point plan under discussion is about 90% ready. He added that an economic agreement and territorial issues would also be discussed. The Ukrainian president said his country would like the Europeans to be involved, but doubted whether it would be possible at such short notice. China is imposing sanctions on 20 U.S. defense companies. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Beijing is imposing sanctions on 20 U.S. defense companies and 10 executives after the Trump administration last week announced large-scale arms sales to Taiwan. The companies include Northrop Grumman and Boeing in St. Louis. Their assets in China have been frozen, and Chinese organizations and individuals can no longer deal with them. Last week, the U.S. announced an arms sale package to Taiwan valued at more than $10 billion. It still must be approved by Congress. China claims Taiwan as its own and says it should be under China's control. I'm Donna Warder.
Trump says the U.S. launched a powerful and deadly strike against forces of the Islamic State group in Nigeria. He made the announcement Christmas evening on his social media site, Truth Social. Trump did not provide details or mention the extent of the damage in the northwestern state of Sokoto. The strike came after Trump spent weeks accusing the West African country's government of failing to counter violence against Christians. A Defense Department official who insisted on anonymity said the U.S. worked with Nigeria to carry out the strikes and that they'd been approved by Abuja. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a new kind of senior moment.
Rendezvous CEO Kyle Rand's interest in helping his own grandmother deal with the emotional and mental challenges of aging pushed him down a path that led him to co-found his virtual reality company in 2016.
Places where people's lives have become limited, we use this technology to open the world back up to them.
Rendezvous has shipped out their headsets to about 800 retirement communities in the United States and Canada to help seniors experience thrilling activities like mountain climbing and auto racing without leaving their seat. Mike Holzhouse likes using the VR sets with his father, Jim.
Sort of unlocks an area of their brain that allows them to communicate, you know, a little bit more smoothly and a little bit more of a back and forth.
Sally Regalo's husband suffers from dementia. She says the VR technology allows the couple to experience fond memories. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.